Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fifth annual Cat Rangers Golf Tournament happening at Lanier Islands, the Legacy Golf Course. Mike Salmon, Dan Braverman with you from Business Radio X, and we're joined now by Sparrow Marcioni with Cat Rangers, and we just let the golfers onto the course, and I introduced you, Sparrow, so you could say a few words before they left. I introduced you as the executive director and president. Was I close?
That's correct.
Oh, I got it all right.
Yeah.
I'm sure folks that follow Business Radio X know all about Cat Rangers. We've had you on plenty of times before. This is, our third or fourth time here at the tournament. Tell us about Cat Rangers and the great work that you do.
Cat Rangers is a special cat rescue. We focus on helping families who need to surrender their pets for one reason or another. They may be evicted, they may have lost a family member, they may just be in financial distress, or they could have a severe medical issue with their pet that they can't afford to take care of. And so we try to focus on those types of situations first, meaning we only accept urgent need pets. You know, it's kind of a rescue for urgent need cats. That's why we call ourselves the Special Forces of Cat Rescue.
You are made up of not only physical location in the Beaufort area, but you have a lot of foster homes. Talk about how you are housing the animals.
Well, our main facility, which we call our center, is about 4,000 square feet. It's a house. We generally house close to 100 cats on that property. We have two auxiliary houses in the back of the property that are built out as special houses. For one is for our semi-feral kitties. The other one is for other special kitties. And then the house itself is set up just like you would have your home, all furnished with, you know, just as if you're sitting in your own living room. So our adopters can come in and they can sit with the cats and hang out with them just like they would if they were in their own home. This gives them a better idea of what the personalities are like for the cats, and it makes a better match for the adoptions.
That's the unique part of Cat Rangers, too, is that you don't walk into a shelter where all the cats are caged. They're actually running all around.
Yeah. No cages at Cat Rangers. We're cage-free and no kill.
You also use foster homes, correct?
We do. We have about 100 cats in foster right now. Right now, they're mostly kittens because it's kitten season. So we generally maintain 200 in inventory. Wow. But we also have 50 to 60 adoptions a month. So with only that inventory, adopting that many out is an unheard of number. We're very successful with our adoptions.
To have about 200 cats that you are overlooking at a given time, are they all able to be seen on the website? Because obviously if they're at foster homes, they're not all going to be in the adoption center.
Sure.
So the website's the best place to really kind of browse.
It is. We the ones that we won't have on there, we don't list them until they're 6 weeks old. So our incoming little kitties, you would have to speak to one of our adoption coordinators to get that information and know that they're about to be available. You know, kittens are very cute. So, you know, a lot of people will say they want a kitten. Now, they may get into that and meet with the kitten and decide they want an older cat, and then they come over to the center. But we don't bring them into the center itself until they're 16 weeks old. And the reason for that is because those kittens don't have an immunity built up yet. So we don't want them coming in and getting in with the adults because they're more susceptible to catching a cold or whatever.
And Sparrow, I was wondering, what are some of the benefits to adopting an older cat as opposed to a new kitten?
Great question. An older cat, when you meet them, you're going to see their personality. And that's their personality as an adult, not their personality as a kitten. The personality of a kitten, you can almost guarantee they're going to be more energetic. They're going to need a way to discharge all their zoomies. You know, the older kitties, because we do the urgent need kitties, the older kitties know we saved them. They're very grateful in most cases. Now, there's exceptions, of course, but they really, really, really bond with people when we rescue them and save their lives. And so it makes a, you know, really good relationship. And that's probably why we have the high adoption numbers that we do, because we spend a lot of time with our kitties. They get a lot of interaction with all of our volunteers and humans. So by the time they meet an adopter, they're like, hey, new adult, hey, nice human, let's go sit on their lap or bite their hair or, you know, whatever, you know, depending.
Yeah.
You know, we do have teenagers at the center. The teenagers are a little more unpredictable, but that's to be expected.
You've had wonderful success over the years. I know it's a volunteer type organization, so I assume you're always looking for volunteers, and I assume always looking for foster homes?
Absolutely. We're always short of volunteers. And the foster homes, the only parameter there is it's better to have someone closer to us, and we're in Buford. They don't have to be in Buford, but they do have to travel back and forth between the center and their home to care for the kitties.
Let's talk about why we're here at Lake Lanier today. We're here because of the 5th Annual Cat Rangers Golf Tournament.
Well, we've been doing this, obviously, for 5 years. I think this is our most successful year. The weather's cooperating. That's kind of nice.
First time in 3 years we're not in the rain.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
It is. And we have wonderful sponsors this year. I mean, we've got a lot of our previous ones, Mitsubishi Electric, Edmondson Law, Viking Automotive, Legends Distillery, all have been with us for many years. And then Gold Buyers of Buford is a new one that came in. They're new this year. And Susan Mack Charitable Trust has been with us for 2 years now. VCA Animal Hospitals is one that works with us at the center. They offer all of our adopters a $250 credit if they need to bring their kitty in for any reason within 2 weeks after they adopt. If they got sniffles or anything, they can take them in. They've got immediate $250 credit at any of the VCA hospitals.
That's like a cat warranty.
Yeah. It's a short-term one, but yeah. They do have some options that extend that, but yeah, basically. And then, you know, we got Top Golf this year. That was a nice one. They've got players in here this time, and I think they've got a pro on their team, so we'll have to keep an eye on that situation because the pros can't win anything. Twisted Oar came in this year. This is a new one for us, too. That's one of the restaurants on the lake. Really cool little place.
So a great day. It looks like the weather's going to cooperate. You've got a putting contest that's going to be happening, a lot of fun stuff happening on the course. So we wanted to take an opportunity to talk to you before everything got going. The golfers just got off on the tees just now. We'll talk to you again at the end and see how it goes. I'm sure it's going to be very successful. But thank you so much for all you're doing, and we're looking forward to a fun day.
Yep. Thank you very much.